Trusting in his great love. I'm telling you, his great love is unchanging. It never alters. It never alters. I must put on the tape here. God bless you. We're going to have a great broadcast. We are going to have a great broadcast today. Listen to this now. Omnipotent powers seen at the rapture. Omnipotent powers manifest at the rapture of the bride of Jesus Christ. When the Son of God comes, I'm telling you, there will be more Holy Ghost power manifest on a worldwide global basis than ever. Not even creation would have been any more power than will be at that great moment of the rapture. Power, beyond power, beyond power. I'm telling you. It will be incredible, omnipotent power. I like that word omnipotent. It's the the Latin rendering of El Shaddai. The Latin rendering of El Shaddai is omnipotent. The English rendering is God Almighty. God Almighty. And our God, Almighty God, will manifest more power at that moment of that rapture. You're talking about incredible power. I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait to be part of such a moment of church and human history, the whole world. Now, I want today to take you through a list of things that will be a manifestation of great power that will occur at the moment. Now, we're talking about a moment of time. We're talking about a time that is compared almost to the splitting of a hair. Compared to the whisper of a human person. I mean, we're talking about in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the Bible calls it, all of this dynamite power will be manifest mightily and instantly, and it will touch this entire globe. I'm telling you, it will touch this entire globe. Now, we'll go through a list of things, and we'll get into the Bible in a minute. We're going to start in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, if you want to get your Bible ready. The book of Revelation, chapter 4. Then we're going to go to 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, again. And then we're going to go to 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, if I can get that far. And we're going to talk about power that will be demonstrated, manifest, seen at the moment of the rapture. My friend, I am overwhelmed when I begin to study subjects like this. They excite me beyond measure. I'm here to tell you, they excite me beyond measure, and I want to excite you with it. I want you to know, now, it's been on the internet for a day, two or three days, about this broadcast, this omnipotent power. I mentioned the word Trump. And people thought I was talking about the president. I wasn't even thinking about the president. I am a supporter of President Trump, but that was not my subject. My subject was the Trump, the great Trump, the last Trump. Now see, that's an event. You wouldn't say the trumpet. You would say the Trump, and the trumpet will be manifest at the time of the Trump. So the word the Trump, the last day, is called the time of the Trump. I mean, that's just a word. Maybe that hasn't been said enough. Maybe I haven't said it enough. But I'm talking about what will happen at the last trump. That's what I'm talking about. Not the last trumpet, but the last trump. This is an event, friend. And that's why people get all mixed up about it, is they forget that the trump is the event and the trumpets are the sounds, the magnificent expressions of God and the things that are happening. But the day is called the trump. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about the last trump. The day of the trump. Oh, listen to me now. I'm not talking about a president. I'm talking about an event in church history. An event in biblical prophecy. Oh, and it's going to be great. Now, let me tell you. Let me tell you why I think it's called the day of the trump. Because the first thing that will happen is the sound of a trumpet. A trumpet will sound so loud that the entire globe will hear one trumpet. Probably a series of trumps, but all of them make one in entirety. And that day is upon us. We don't know the moment. We just know we live in the day when the last trump is about to occur. And what will happen when that last trump occurs is the sound of trumpets. And we're going to see that in the scripture. Now let's talk a moment about that last trump. The whole world will hear the last trump. The whole world will hear the last trump. Now, there's two things that come out of the sounding of that trumpet. One of them is judgment. The other is the glorious triumph of the church. Both of those sounds come from the same trump. One trump says to the wicked world, judgment has come. The other sound says to the glorious church, the Bible-loving church, the Christ has come. So one, the judgment has come, one, the Christ has come. One, the judgment has come, one, the Christ has come. Now, on this occasion, Christ doesn't come to the earth. He comes into the midair. He comes into the midair. The trump, this last trump, is a time when the world will know that judgment has come. But the church will know the judge has come, the great Christ, the great Savior. Now, my friend, I'm excited about that great trump. I don't know all to say about it. I mean, it's never come to me in the way I am talking about it right now, is that this Trump is going to be heard all over the world. The people in Australia on the exact opposite of this earth will hear it at the same instance that we hear it. Some will hear it at night, some will hear it in the daytime, some in the morning, some in the late afternoon, according to the time schedule of the world. But they all would hear it at the instant time, at the same moment, the whole world. Now, I want to tell you something. When you think about the whole world hearing a trumpet, one trumpet, you're talking about something outstanding, something glorious. We're talking about some mighty Holy Ghost power. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about a demonstration of God's omnipotence that will absolutely shatter and shake the humankind. I made the statement on Facebook that when that trumpet sounds, here will be a little glass of liquor sitting on the bar, counter in a bar. And here will be this man who may be completely intoxicated or may just be the beginning of his intoxication. And suddenly when that trumpet sounds, it'll shatter glass. Those little thin glasses that are made just so you could see all the substance inside of them and feel them in their lightness, that thing will shatter. Many of them. I'm not saying all will. I don't know how many will. I don't know the extent of this. It's just my opinion. This is not Bible. Bible don't say all the glass is going to shatter. I'm saying that because I believe that. And if it doesn't happen, nothing is lost. That's my understanding of God's plan, is that I think there'll be stained glass windows in churches that will shatter. I think there'll be the old glass and the old windows that wasn't safety glass that will be shattering. I think there'll be many stores and businesses through the towns that the glass will just shatter to pieces. That trump is going to sound so loud and so intent, and will probably continue for several seconds, maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes. I don't know. I have no idea of how that trump's going to sound and how loud that trumpet's going to play and how intently it's going to play. But I can tell you that a trumpet sounding at the right frequency will shatter glass. I don't think anybody doubts that. There are people who shatter glass in somewhat ways like this. But when God's trumpet sounds, when God's trumpet sounds, it's going to shatter some things, my friend. The most important thing is going to shatter the comfort zone of the wicked. It's going to shatter the comfort zone of the wicked. I don't think there'll be one wicked person that's not left smitten by the sound of that trumpet. They may hate it. They may hate the God who makes the sound. And they may reject him and they may scream at him. The Bible in Revelation talks about people screaming up in the heavens and cussing God. Cursing God. Blaspheming God. The Bible uses the term. Blaspheming the God in heaven. Oh, friend, that will happen at the moment of that trumpet sound. I can think of alcoholics running out of their bar screaming up at the heavens, don't do this to me. I can think of religious people who are not ready. I can't believe I'm not gone. Why aren't I gone? You're not gone because you're not ready to go. That's the only reason you won't go, my dear friend. So I'm talking to you about that great trump. And what a moment of human history that's going to create that will never be forgotten. I'm telling you, nobody will ever forget the sound of that trumpet. I just believe that it will be that intent. That's the reason it's called the last trump. It will be that intent. It will be that overwhelming. And again, I'll repeat to you in case you've just joined me. It will be judgment to the wicked and victory to the righteous. Judgment to the wicked and victory to the righteous. And that day is at hand. I'm telling you, it can happen any moment. There's a lot of things about to happen in the heavens above and the earth beneath. The Bible said wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath. The sun turned to darkness, the moon to blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. Now that's when he comes back after the 7-year tribulation. That's when he comes back to set up his kingdom on the earth. So that all of these wonders may occur right after the rapture or right before the rapture. or even weeks and months, and maybe a few years before the rapture. We don't know when they're going to start. I know one thing, I'm watching for them, and I'm listening for them, and I'm on my face weeping for them. And I've asked several preachers across America who I know are praying men to join me in praying for this fulfillment of Acts chapter 2, where the Bible says the last days there will be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and then there'd be the wonders in the heavens above and the signs in the earth beneath, and the blood and the fire and the vapor of smoke, the sun turned to darkness, the moon to blood. All of that will happen between now and the setting up of the kingdom at the end of 7 years. Between now and the setting up of the kingdom at the end of 7 years. Now, my friend, I bring you these kind of messages because I love you. I'm not up here to try to put anybody down. I'm not here to make anybody unhappy with me. I'm here to warn you and get you ready, for the trumpet is about to sound. I believe that with all of my heart. That old day of the trump. Oh, that day of the trumpets. When God sounds his trumpets, my dear friend, it is very much at the door. Never has so many awesome things happened at one time. I got to go through them. Never has so many. I hope you don't miss none of it. Never has so many awesome things happened. Oh, please send a invitation to your friends. Hit that button, share, will you? Would every one of you hit that button, share? I am concerned that the world hear this. I'm shaking in my boots. Well, I got slippers on. I'm shaking in my slippers because I'm yearning for you to hear and for the world to hear and to help people know just where we are living. Oh, my dear friend, never has so many things happened at one time. I'm here to tell you, anyone that has never seen the supernatural, my dear friend, you're going to be surprised. You've never seen and many have never seen the supernatural of God. I've seen only light amounts of it, and I'm hungry for the heavy side of it. But I know the supernatural. I know enough that I've seen enough things happen. I've seen gorges disappear off of the throat. I've seen cancer disappear out of the body. I've seen some wonderful things. I really have. But nothing to compare with what we're about to see. Oh, man. What we're about to see is just plain breathtaking. And I want to get you ready. I really do. Now, anyone who's never seen the supernatural, you are going to be surprised. God promises to prepare us for the setting up of his kingdom. Not before the rapture. He don't promise anything. Nothing has to happen to get you ready for the rapture, except the blood, except the cross, except Christ dying for you in your stead, that day of Calvary's experience. That's all that has to happen to get you ready for the rapture. The rapture can happen any moment. Now, I believe there are things that are going to happen, and they may happen before the rapture. That's up to God. I'm not the one to decide that. I'm looking for anything, any moment. I'm looking for God's movement any moment. I'm telling you. Let's walk now. We started with the trump, the sounding of the great trumpet. The day of the trump. You understand that now. You understand the trump, the last trump is an event. That's not it includes the sounding of the trumpets, but the word trump and trumpets have to be seen separately here. The trump is the day. The trumpet is the sound of the day. So it's coming. Oh, I'm telling you, it's a coming. Now, let's make sure that we understand that this sound of the trumpet, well, I don't know. It'll probably all sound the same. I can't tell you how it's going to sound. I've never heard it. John the Revelator heard it, but I've never heard it. It may just be one big sound that sounds to the wicked as judgment and sounds to the righteous as victory. I don't know about that. But it may have different sounds. It may sound different to the wicked. Their ears may hear a sound in that old trump, that trumpet that awakes them to their wicked living and their ungodly lifestyle. I can see that beer guzzler rushing out of the bar screaming at God. I can see that old fornicator rushing out of the bedroom where he was involved in a whorish experience, cursing against God. I can see all kinds of things happening because they are going to happen. It is going to be a shook up world. Do you hear me? A shook up world. Now, please know there will be a sound for the wicked of judgment, a sound for the righteous of God's infinite love. When I hear that sound, something inside of me going to go off like a glorious trumpet, yes, and it's going to be wonderful, and I'm going to know my King is coming. Oh, I can hardly say it without getting excited. The King is coming. I just imagine that moment when I hear that trump, and it will be so certain. Nobody will misunderstand. Nobody will think it's an accident. Nobody will give it some kind of crazy. It's going to be from God, and the world is going to know it's from God. Are you hearing me? Now, I believe that. You can make a little different interpretation out of some of these things than I may make. That's up to you. We'll leave it up to God. We just know it's going to happen. That's all that really, really matters right here, is we know it's going to happen. Now, the Bible said, now, I think we should go to Revelation 4 for this. Revelation 4. I love this old book, friend. I love this old book. It is my joy. I love it to the deep of my heart. I especially love the book of Revelation. I really do. Let's read a little bit here, and let's see what the book is saying. I want to get my glass here so I don't miss anything. After this, I looked up, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. Now, I've got to stop there. John is seeing what God is showing him that's going to happen. Remember that? It says, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Now, if God was going to show him things which must be hereafter, I think what God was showing him when that door opened is something we need to be concerned. I think there will be a door opened in heaven at that moment of the rapture. I think there will be a wide open entrance made through the stratosphere right into the presence of Jehovah God. At the moment of that glorious trumpet, I believe there will be a door opened in heaven. Whether we could see it, I don't know. They might. I know by chapter 6 they're seeing it. Because in chapter 6 they're hiding themselves in rocks, trying to hide from the face of him that sits on the throne. Did you know that? That's chapter 6 of Revelation. I'll read it for it's over. In that chapter, it says the rich and the wicked will hide in rocks in the mountains, trying to hide themselves from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. And I think that might be visible instantly. I don't know. I'll leave that with God. But there'll be a door open in heaven, I promise you that. There'll be an entrance way made into the innermost presence of Jehovah God, right up through the stratosphere over our heads. And somehow, I believe there will be an ability for people on this earth to know it's up there and to see some evidence of it. I'll leave that with God. I'll leave that with God. I just know what the book says. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me. So there's a door open into heaven. And then John hears a trumpet that has a certain sound. Now, I like that when it says a trumpet talking with me. That goes back to my explanation I just made about the trumpet when the trump sounds. I said it will have a voice to it. It will have an understanding to it. I don't know that you'll hear words. I just know you will know in a moment whether it's judgment or whether it's victory. And so John was saying that really here. So when he said talking with me, the trump will be known by the hearer what it's saying. The trump will be known by the hearing what he's saying. Is he saying judgment, or is he saying come up hither? You know, you got to understand, when this trumpet sounds for him, it's going to be something this world ain't never heard before. We're talking about an event of that the Bible explains to us that really is breathtaking. I'm telling you, it is breathtaking. It is wonderful. And the voice that John heard talking with him was, come up hither. Come up hither. Now that's what we saints are going to hear. Come up hither. It's supper time. That's an old song. Come up here. It's supper time. I'm telling you, this day is coming. Woo! This day is coming. And I don't know whether you're hearing me or not. I know I'm coming to you with my heart. I know I'm not up here or sitting here to just make a noise. My heart is throbbing. My heart is throbbing. for the wicked, the multitudes of wicked, ungodly people. Do you hear me? It says, come up hither. I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Now, we'll go on. We're going to see some other things here, but let's make sure we spend a moment. A entranceway into the heavens will be open. I don't think there's any question. The whole world is going to know it's there. They're going to see some evidence of how that entranceway will look. Signs in the heavens above. Remember that scripture? Or wonders in the heavens above. It'll be a wonder, I'm telling you, when a door is open in heaven. It'll be a wonder. It'll be a wonder that really is overwhelming. And you will know it's up there whether you're going or not going. I believe that now. I'm not telling you gotta believe everything just like I'm saying it. I'm telling you these are a description of them that is the best I know how to bring you. And the Holy Spirit has dealt with me about this. I have no question that he's been talking to me about these things. And he said, I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately he said, I was in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Now, I believe the world could well see that throne in heaven set after the rapture, immediately after the rapture, at the time of the rapture even. Because the wicked, I'm telling you, the wicked in chapter 6, and it's a continuation there. There's probably no time in between 4 and 6. Immediately the wicked are hiding from the face of him that sits on the throne. Are you getting the picture? Are you getting the message? I want you to get it immediately. I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And then he describes the one sitting on the throne. And he that sat on the throne was a look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. There was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And around about the throne were 24 saints, or elders, actually, saints, saintly elders, seats, upon thrones, lesser thrones. I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had their heads, crowns of gold, on their heads, crowns of gold. Now, you know, it's going to be a miserable thing to the wicked. If they can see up into the heavens and see the throne of God, it's going to be even more miserable when they realize there are saints up there and I can see them, and they're sitting on great thrones, and they got crowns on their head, and they got on white raiment, which expresses the righteousness of Jesus Christ. All of this suddenly will occur at the moment of the rapture. Are you seeing me? Are you getting me? Are you hearing me? All of this has to occur immediately at the moment of the rapture. Because in a minute, I'm going to take you over to 1 Thessalonians. And I'm going to show you the dead, millions of dead people all over this globe, going all the way back to the very beginning of humankind, arising out of their grave instantly. The whole crowd in a moment. A whole crowd instantly, within seconds. Every dead saint of God in all of human history will be up out of their grave. They'll have glorified bodies. They will have the beauty of eternal bliss upon them. The glow of their faces will radiate like the sunshine. Friend, you just don't understand what's going to happen when that rapture takes place. I believe that wicked people will see raptured people as they ascend up through the sky. I believe they will see us going up, and the pain and the hurt and all that's going to happen. If you disagree with any of this, I'll take phone calls in a moment, and you can call and tell me why. See, I'm only giving you a description of what's going to happen, and why do we limit it? Why didn't we try to make it just some little acute thing that happens? You know, it used to be said that the rapture was a secret event. There's not a scripture in the Bible for that. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing secret about this rapture. That trumpet sounds, it's not going to be secret for nobody. And when the saints are going up through the air, it's not going to be secret for nobody. You remember in the book of Matthew 27? The book of Matthew 27. When the saints of God in Jerusalem that was in the grave arose out of their graves, and the Bible said their graves were opened. The dirt was thrown aside, and they rose out of their grave. Are you listening to me? They rose out of their grave and ascended to heaven and were seen in Jerusalem. Remember that? They were seen in Jerusalem. See, people, they take some of these scriptures and they don't accept them like they should. They try to cut them down. Come on. Whatever you saw in Matthew 27, when those saints arose at the time of Christ's resurrection, is a type. It's an example. It's a picture of what people are going to see when we're resurrected. The Bible don't show things like that just to create drama. These are literal things. These are God's events. These are God's doings. And friend, you're talking about something magnificent. Now, in Revelation, as you read on, you see all of this glory up there taking place instantly. We'll be there in a snap of a finger. We'll be there just in momentarily. Maybe a little more than a snap of the finger. Maybe he'll let us linger here somewhere for a few minutes and let people look and gaze. I don't know. They went to Jerusalem and they were seen before they ascended. They really did. Matthew 27, go read it for yourself. I believe the Bible. I don't believe nothing is there for show. I believe it's all an example. They were the first fruits of the resurrection. We're going to be the second fruits of the resurrection. Did you know that? The raptured saints is the second fruit of the resurrection. Jesus Christ and those that rose with him at his time are the first fruits. We're going to be the second fruits. Hallelujah. I can hardly wait to go. Man, I can hardly wait to go. Well, I want to read on, but time will fly from me. Let's go to Matthew. We got to see. I'm sorry, 2 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Forgive me. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. Chapter 4. Let's go there. For the Lord himself. And let's get the picture. We just saw what Revelation said. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Now, this is powerful, friend. The Lord himself, who's at the Father's right hand, will step over from the Father's right hand and come down out of the heavens and ascend into the midair. He will not come to the earth. Let me read it to you. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. I'm sorry. Shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Notice again that word trump. See, that's what has happened. All of this is happening simultaneously. John heard the trump. John heard it, heard a voice in the trump. Now Paul the apostle is seeing a prophecy of the trump. Same event, same time, the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Wow. When you go to talking about a resurrection of all the dead in Christ, all over the globe. You know, revival came to Africa during the early days of the church. Revival came to Iraq during the early days of the church. Revival came to just places. The Bible said these that have turned the world upside down have come hither also. That's all I need. They turned the world. W-O-R-L-D. That was said about Apostle Paul. These have turned the world upside down. They've been to Africa, all over Asia, anywhere there were people or populations. These early preachers and early church went and they had revivals in Africa. They had revivals in Iraq. They had revivals in every known place of that particular time. They turned the world upside down, just like it was said. Don't ever question the Bible. It is meant what it said. So the picture here is of the early church. And it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. This again goes back to what I said on Facebook. The trump, the day of the trump. Not just trumpets, but the day of the trump. This is a moment. This is an event. This is a time. This is a blessed time. When the dead in Christ shall rise first. Listen to this. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, here's Apostle Paul talking about this same thing that John talked about. Talking about the same thing I'm talking to you about. And that's the trump of God. The day of the trump. When the trumpet sounds. The event is called the trump. the sound is called the trumpets. Get that in your heads now. And so you understand that and don't ever confuse it again. When somebody says the day of the trump is here, that means the day of the trumpet sounding that calls the dead out of their graves. Now imagine, let's say there's 100 million people who have been saved who are in the grave. Probably, that's probably not even a small amount of them. Maybe, did I say 100 million? I guess I did. 100, and that would certainly be a multitude. 100 million saints arising instantly, every one of them. And their whole body is being changed and putting on a glorified body so that they no longer have a body that's subject to disease and sickness and pain and limitation, but they suddenly have got a body made like unto the Lord's own body. Did you hear that? A body made like unto the Lord's own body. And this whole crowd now come out of the grave instantly, a multitude. A multitude of multitudes instantly, and all of them with glorified bodies. Now, you're talking about Holy Ghost power. Remember Romans 8 and 11? That says, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. That's a present day life as well as a promise of the resurrection. A promise of the resurrection. When the Holy Ghost of God dwelling in the saints of all the ages, when that rapture occurs and that old trumpet sounds, the day of the trump arrives, I'm here to tell you, friend, the power of the Holy Spirit that will be involved in the resurrection of this multitude out of the graveyards and the transforming of those many of those bodies have gone back to the dust. Many of those bodies, there's nothing you would even see but a little maybe dust if you open that casket of 1,000 years ago. But every bit of the DNA is right there. Everything needed to resurrect that body is right there. And in a moment of time, John will be right there, resurrected with a new body. Oh, every semblance of John will be there. We will know even as also we are known. We won't look like a carbon copy of everybody. We'll look like Joseph Chambers and John Turner and Henry Jones and whatever your name is. You'll be yourself. Friend, you'll be who you are in a resurrected body, and the personality will be the personality that you had on the earth, except it will all be totally made in the likeness. Ooh. Friend, forgive me, please, if I'm over animated, but I'm trying to get your attention. I want to shake you and wake you until you can't sleep until you get right with God. In fact, you ought not to sleep until you get right with God. I'm telling you, it's that close. I'm looking to go. I'm looking to go any day before this broadcast is over. I got 26 minutes. I could be out of here and gone. I could be out of here. Oh, wouldn't that be something if I would just leave in the middle of open Bible dialogue? I've been here long enough. Be a good time for me to go. 46, 47 years. I've been bringing you this broadcast, doing my best. Don't let nothing hinder me if I can help it, because I care so much about you. And I care about your future. And I care about you being ready. So the dead in Christ come out of the graves. And all the DNA, what is left? Some of them were burned at stake. You don't think God has what was the DNA of that body? Of course he does. Every saint of his, he's got everything of us. And he's preserved it all, ready to raise us up. Now think of a God who is capable of reaching into 1 million, 10 million, 100 million graveyards and finding a saintly lady and a saintly gentleman and a saintly child and a saintly teenager and resurrecting every one of them at the instant same moment and bring them out of the graves and creating in them a brand new body at that moment, a brand new body. And they're brand new. They're created in his likeness, in his image. That's all the dead. That's wonderful. Are you hearing me? That's wonderful. But listen, it doesn't stop there. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Now I'm going to 1 Corinthians 15 and show you that this mortal must put on immortality. And this limited must put on unlimited ability. Oh, what a moment. Do you understand? Do you understand where we are living? Do you understand how close we are to the glorious coming of the Son of God? Oh, my dear friend, I cry out to you. If you've ever listened to the Word of God, I wish you'd listen. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. In a moment, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. All of us are not going to die. That's what sleep means here. We're not going to go to the grave. Many of us are going to be here. I'm 83. I'm praying that God will let me stay to the rapture. I really am. I'm competing with Moses now. He had 120. I've only got 83. But you remember, his great revelations came when he was 80. The way God moved and used Moses was after he became 80. After he became 80, I'm not going to quit letting God use me. Everything I am, I'm going to let God use me till it's over. I'm not turning aside. I'm not giving up. You can't put me out in the pasture to wander around and do nothing. I'm not going to no pasture to live a careless life. I'm going to stay right here ready to go till Jesus comes and give him my best. Now listen to this in a moment. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Again, that word trump, T-R-U-M-P. I hope I've got everybody's attention. This is the day of the trump, friend. This is the day of the trump. We're not talking about our wonderful president. We're talking about our great God and his sovereign prophecy. And the great things he has told us. So in that great day of the trump, I like that. I really do. For the trumpet shall sound. See, the great day of the trump. For the trumpet shall sound. And the dead in Christ. Listen now. Shall sound. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible. The dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. The dead shall be raised incorruptible. You've gone over that in 1 Thessalonians 4. But now it goes on here, talks about the same thing again, and says, and we shall be changed. Can you imagine? Let's say there's 7 billion people. Let's say the 1% of them, I wouldn't know how to figure 1% right quick, but let's say 10% of them. That would be 700 million. 10% of 7 billion would be 700 million. I think that's close to right. I hope it is. Yeah, it would be. 700 million. Can you imagine? 700 million people. No, this would be a trillion, billion, billion, and million. Yeah, this would be 700 million people being changed, absolutely transformed with glorified bodies in a moment. 700 million in a moment changed to new bodies. We're talking about Holy Ghost power now. Every person has to be changed by Holy Ghost power. Every person has to be resurrected by Holy Ghost power. Everybody that goes up in that rapture has to go up by Holy Ghost power. Everything happening is Holy Ghost activity. Holy Ghost divine omnipotence. And it's all happening in a moment's time. It could happen today. It may well happen today. I just, I'm of the faith that it's a momentary thing. It could be any minute. Every sign I see, every attitude I see, the way people gripe and find fault with everything anymore, I've never been criticized so much in my life. What am I going to do? I'm going to stand the test until the tester comes. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to look for him. I'm going to expect him. And all of this change, you're talking about millions and millions and millions coming out of the grave. And millions and millions and millions living saints transformed in a moment's time. And this whole multitude. And remember, we don't go up by our power. We go up by his power. So this whole multitude is going up by Holy Ghost power. And just rising to meet the Lord in the air. Great day. Are you talking about power? You say, Brother Chambers, are you really believing that much power exists with God? No question about it. There's not a moment to question. There's not a thing. It's all in the book, brother. It's in the book. In a moment. In a moment. Oh, I like that word, moment. in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be passed the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. I can't wait for death to be swallowed up in victory. I've been to my Juanita's graveyard a number of times, and I get so angry at that ground around her body. I stand there and think what a horrible thing it is for that sweet little lady to be buried in that soil of the earth, and how much I want her back in my hands and in my presence and all of that. It just overwhelms me. It really does. I don't like a graveyard. But I tell you something, the happiest place on this earth very shortly will be graveyards. The happiest place on this earth very shortly will be graveyards. When all these multitude of saints come out of the ground, I mean, they leave holes everywhere. Don't you go through walking through no graveyard at night after that rapture. You'll fall in a hole, bump your head on the corner of somebody's casket, because they're not going to take that casket with them, friend. That vault's going to be left in there. But the door will be open. You'll fall in and find yourself in a dark place. And you'll be scared out of your wits. But I'm telling you, friend, we are right at the moment and the time of this glorious appearing. And I'm trying to get your attention. I don't know whether I'm getting through to anybody or not. But if you're not saved, you are playing the part of a fool. Are you hearing me? The Bible makes that plain. When you deny God and you turn on God, you backslide away from God. You go back to the world. You go back to making money, living in pleasure. I'm mad at so-and-so. I got people mad at me. They're going to go to hell over being mad at me. That's a foolish way to go to hell. I'll tell you right now, I ain't going to hell being mad at nobody. The worst enemy I got, I'm going to love them and pray for them and weep for them and cry out to God for them. If I get a chance to see them, I hug a neck. Tell them I care about them. Tell them I'm loving them. Tell them I'm praying for them. Ain't going to care a bit of that anger. Ain't going to care a bit of that hurt, pain. It's visible. It's bad sometimes. But I go to prayer and God erases it and gives me joy. Now, friend, I'm telling you, we're talking about all these things happening in a moment's time. I hope I've made it clear today. Wow, have I tried hard to make it clear today that when that rapture takes place, it's going to be more power. More expression of supernatural power, more omnipotence of God revealed all over this globe, more understanding that God is everything the Bible says He is, not a thing missing. Not a thing missing. Now, I'm open to the phone lines. I would love to talk to some of you. You may be a little bit bothering at me if you disagree with something. That's okay. I don't mind. I want you to know the only thing absolute is what's in the Bible. We all read the absolutes of the Bible and we see different possibilities. And we talk about those different possibilities. There's no consequence in talking about different possibilities because none of them are unclad. It is the Bible that's unclad. The Bible is right. And so whatever God does differently from how I perceive it may be, is no problem with me. I want God to do His thing like He wants to do it. And I am subject to Him. My will is mine to make it thine. And I've already made it His. I made it His again this morning. All I want is God's will. Now, if you would like to call and ask the question, the lines are open, okay? I'm going to open them for the next 15 minutes. And I would love to spend these 15 minutes talking to you, okay? Talking to you about this subject at hand. Here's the number, 704-391-0588. Grab your phone. I'll talk to anybody out there. Now, nobody can talk mean. Nobody can cut down. We're not here to fuss with one another. We're here to talk about the Bible and how close we are to that glorious moment. Now, write the words down. Write down the number, 704-391-0588. If you don't have my book called The Masterpiece, the book of Revelation, it's a verse-by-verse study of the entire book. You ought to call Monday. Don't call today to get it, unless you leave it on the voicemail. Call Monday and order that book. Really, you need to get in this book of Revelation. And you need to understand that every word in Revelation is the word of God. Every word is the word of God. You on the air? May I help you, please? You on the air? Would you like to talk? All right, you're not going to talk. Go on. Anybody on the air want to talk? Call me quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Call me quickly, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I would love to talk to you. Anybody would like to call, please don't call and just hang up, okay? Call when you call, just speak up. I promise you I'll hear you. I'll adjust your sound so that everybody can hear you, and we'll talk together. 704-391-0588. 391-0588. I'm going to remove that now. I want you to keep that number. Just the first number is all you need. Later today, you can use jrc@paulcreek.org. That's my voicemail. Be delighted for you to use that. You got another number there. You can call from overseas, 011-704-391-0588. We just want to be a blessing to you. That's all we got. We want to be a blessing. May I help you, please?
Yes, I just want to call and give praise. I know he's coming to get us, those of us that have recognize him as Lord and Savior, and I'm looking forward to his return. And while we wait for his return, I'm praying for those that don't know him, namely my family, some of my family members that need to know Christ. So I'm just asking you to just bind this up in prayer that the Lord would God.
All right, let's do it together. Father, we pray for this dear man's family, my family. We got families all over the countryside. Every place you can imagine are backslid people by the millions. People who've turned away from the old-fashioned truth. People have lost their first love, left their first love, I should say. Can't lose it, you leave it. People who've got cold and indifferent, they're lukewarm. I plead for them, God. I'm weeping for them, God. And this dear brother's family, I plead the blood for his family. I plead the blood for his family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Great to have you call. Give us a call. 1-800-33. Let's call the local number. 704-391-0588. We'll talk to anybody who calls. 704-391-0588. Could you hear him good? I believe you could. I know I heard him good. And I love that. And I love to be a blessing. Hey, all of you out there, all of this power that I've talked about can be manifest before today's over. We are that close to the coming of the Lord. Millions out of the grave in moments. Millions being glorified right around us in a moment. The whole crowd of these resurrected saints and living saints going up to meet the Lord in the air. What a moment that's going to be. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I want to talk to Brother Chambers.
You're talking to Brother Chambers right now.
Well, praise God. Listen, I need a prayer to get out of the place I'm living in and into a godly place I can stay. My roommate doesn't know the Lord, in my opinion, and I think the Lord's coming back pretty soon. My name is Kevin Robert Warrington.
So you've not been deceived, you know the truth, and you're excited.
I sure am. I may not get another place. I might be out of here today, you know. We may be gone today.
Well, I thank you, and I'm glad, and I love you, and you're my friend, and I'm glad you're listening to me. Am I telling the truth?
Let me tell you something. I had radio on to another station, the BBN on AM, and somehow the Lord impressed me to turn it. And I was wanting to see if the football game was on. Naturally, I was doing wrong.
Well, go to 1240. You'll get me. If you're down east, go to, what is it? I forget, it's the FM station. But we're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on radio. So we're on so many places. You've got to find one of them.
I've got your radio on, and that's why I just turned it off.
Okay, thank you. I love you now. I love you. God bless you. God bless you. Call us quickly. 704-391-0588. Got 10 minutes. I could take probably 10 calls and just hear what you're saying. Hear what you feel. How many out there agree with me? How about calling me and say, I love what you've said today. You've said it, told it like it is. I mean, that's all I'm doing, telling you what the Bible says. I'm giving you some little feelings about how it may be, but I'm making sure you understand that nothing I'm saying that is not plainly said in the Bible has to be like I said it. it will be in some way similar. It will certainly be perfect to the Bible. No ifs and ands. The Bible is the hallmark. It is the foundation. Nothing will be changed in this Bible. Nobody can change what's in the book. Call quickly, 704-391-0588. I'd love to have several calls. I really would. I'd love to just talk to anybody out there that may want to hear something or may have a question that I can help you understand. There's the number again, 704-391-0588. Grab your phone. Grab your phone. I want to hear from you. Hey, how many of you agree with what Brother Chambers has been saying? Will you call me right quickly? Tell me if you agree. I love people to call and say, Brother Chambers, I like what you said. Brother Chambers, I like what you said. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Pastor Chambers, I just want to call and tell you I agree with everything you're saying, and God bless you.
You know, he's coming soon, isn't he?
I couldn't hear you.
He's coming soon, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Any moment now, he could appear. I love you, brother.
I love you, too.
I'm so glad you're listening. Thank you for calling. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. God bless you. You know, we could take several calls. That's better than usual. We live in a day that people go on Facebook and all we get is just many on Facebook. But I love to get calls on the phone and do them live right here on the radio. That thrills me when I can do a live call. So grab your phone, 704-391-0588. Grab your phone right now. Call me. If you love it, I'd like to hear from you. You may be listening in Gastonia. You may be listening in Concord. It doesn't matter to me. Just give us a call. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I'd just like to thank you for your preaching. And I'm so glad that the good Lord saved me.
Right, now hold the phone a minute. Hold the phone. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Hold the phone. You on the air. May I help you, please? Hello there.
Yes. I'm just so thankful the good Lord saved me out of a life of sin and alcohol and drugs, and I've been clean 8.5 years. If it wasn't for God, I would not have been this way. And I realized a lot of reasons I was this way, because when I was a child, I was abused. I didn't realize all that until I got to know God. That's why I turned to that other stuff. But I thank God he saved me.
All right, you stay right there just a minute. Don't go anywhere. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I'm not getting people for some reason. Go. I'm sorry. God bless you. 8.5 years. You've been saved, right?
Yes, sir.
That is wonderful.
Saved, clean, sober, and turned to God. I belong to an independent Baptist. Woo!
Everybody ought to shout with you, lady. Everybody ought to shout. 8.5 years ago, you were on drugs. You was all caught up in sin, and Jesus saved you.
Yes, sir. He said he's the only one that can do it.
Thank you for calling. Your testimony has made my day, lady. Walk with God now, okay? Walk with God. Don't ever turn aside. Hey, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. The phones are ringing off here. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers. James, I want to just thank you for coming on Scripture, God's Word, and just good old-fashioned preaching. You don't hear that as much as you need to. And I was raised up on that kind of preaching, and I come across you on the radio, and thank you.
And you're enjoying it.
The rapture of the church is at hand.
All right. God bless you. Let me move on and get another call. Thank you for calling. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. Preacher Chambers, this is Linda Boggs. And I believe every word you're saying. And thank you, Lord, for preachers like you, and pray God to help you, strengthen you, and keep you on the air.
Hey, God bless you. I love you, Linda.
Please pray for me. I lost my son, and it hurts so bad.
I can understand. I lost my wife, and I've almost died. I've never had such a pain in my life as losing my Juanita. I love you.
I love you too, and believe in you, and believe everything you said.
Thank you. God bless you. Hey, those calls are wonderful. I'm getting one after the other. I'm not getting all of them. I'm sorry. I'm here by myself, and I like it that way. Too much on my ladies to try to get them here every Saturday. Sometimes nobody calls, and here we are, just me here, and my phone's ringing off. Give us a call quickly. I'd love to talk to you. I got 5 minutes, 704-391. 0588. I can take 3 or 4 calls. Hey, don't miss church with me in the morning, will you? Let me take this call. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. I'm from Princeton, West Virginia. My name is Dana, and I believe in everything you're saying.
Thank you, brother. I love you for it.
And I would love if you could have prayer for my kids, grandkids, because some of them have backslides and gone to the wrong church and everything.
I understand. I'm praying with you for them. I prayed a while ago, and I included everybody's kids, and I'm praying for yours, and I love you, brother. You stay on your face with God. He answers prayer.
All right. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Well, I appreciate all these calls. Hey, listen. Listen, I want you in the house of God tomorrow at Paul Creek, if you can come. These are the kind of sermons I preach every Sunday. I preach the old-fashioned truth. I preach it straight as an arrow, right out of the book. And so much of the church world is just more concerned about little sermonettes instead of the old-fashioned truth. I'm not putting nobody down now, but we welcome you at Paul Creek, 5110 Tuckasegee. We've had several Libras recently kind of hurt our finances and hurt our church because they just, you know, they don't like a man like me, to be real honest with you. I don't back down. I'm kind to everybody. I wouldn't be mean to a soul for nothing. I make it my constant business to have a conscience always void of offense toward God or any man. They can tell things on me, but they can't prove them. I'll promise you that, because I'm going to live clean. I'm going to live holy. But I welcome you. Hey, this broadcast has been one of our best, and all of these calls have been wonderful. I got time for at least 2 more, so grab your phone quickly, would you? Be glad to talk with you. Father, we pray for every one of these who've got unsaved loved ones. Above everything, save them, Lord. Above everything, save them, Lord. We want them saved. We want their souls serving you and living for you, Jesus. And we claim it to God's glory and to God's honor. I pledge to you, friend, the coming of the Lord's at the door. At the door. And dig in and live cleaner than you've ever lived. I mean, live by the Bible. That's the only way to live this life, is live it by the Bible. You live by the Bible, you'll be rewarded at the end of the way. Anybody else want to call? I got time for at least one call, okay? Grab your phone, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Hey, next week, we'll continue in the theme that we're on. I'm going to spend some time now on the rapture. We're just that close to the coming of the Lord, and I'm going to stay right on the subject until I get as many as possible saved. I want to see multitudes saved. That's my passion. That's my burden. Our school is going wonderful. Our church services are grand. We feed all of our visitors a Sunday dinner. When you come here to Sunday morning preaching and Sunday school, we feed you lunch. I've made a great old big chocolate cake. I made this one from scratch. You know what I mean by that? I mean, my own homemade stuff. I love it when it's made that way. I really do. Hey, I love you. If you want a good, great, Bible-believing, loving church, we'll treat you nothing but good. Love will meet you at the door. Love will meet you at the door. I promise you that. We care about lost people. We don't care the color of your skin, the level of your education, the level of your financial wealth. Those things do not concern us. We're concerned for your soul. I promise you, we're just concerned for your soul. Now, if you want to order the book or any good thing, the program for today, you want to order a booklet we've got on this subject, a wonderful booklet on the subject we've dealt with today, you just pick up your phone Monday morning and call right here, same number, 704-391-0588. Now, friends, I love you. You're dear to me. I'm here for you, to love you, to care for you, to be a blessing to you. I promise you, we care about nothing but your soul and being a blessing. You be a part of us, and we will be glad to make you a part of us. Okay, God bless you. God bless you.
I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The master looks on at the strife. I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Trusting, confiding in His great love. No matter what evil betide, why should I then care?